I want to do three things in chapel this morning. I want to share with you a little of the significance of a Southerner moving north and settling in western New York at this point in time at the Buffalo suburban campus of Houghton College. I then want to share a bit of the history of the branch campus, and last, some of its present programs. As a boy growing up in rural eastern Virginia, about 30 miles from Williamsburg and 50 miles from Richmond, I did not learn to play cowboys and Indians with my four brothers, two sisters, and numerous cousins. But instead, we learned to play Civil War. I'll leave it to your imaginations to figure out who the bad guys were. Our heroes were Robert E. Lee, in fact, my oldest brother is named Robert Lee, Stonewall Jackson, and Jeb Stuart. And in our creative play, the Confederates always won. At the little rural school I attended, we had 300 students in grades 1 through 12. The library contained mostly biography and history. Most of the history was Civil War history, and most of the Civil War history was written from a Southern perspective. It wasn't until I was in college at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, studying history, that I really began to understand that the South did eventually lose the war, and that more than states' rights had been an issue. Some of the diehards back home still think I've been unduly influenced by some Yankee teacher at the university. So you can see that my moving with my family to Houghton, New York in the fall of 1976 was no small undertaking. To many of my friends, it appeared to be disloyalty at best, and at worst, betrayal. And I must admit, there were times that I felt like a carpetbagger in reverse. That first winter in New York greeted us with the same warmth and kindness that the South greeted carpetbaggers in 1866. Even some of you may remember the winter of 77. It took something really special to influence a young man of my background to pull up roots and move north. After the first winter, it took even more to convince me to stay. Now, after 5 years in Houghton, and nearly 2 years in West Seneca, I'm convinced that I made the right decision in moving north, that there are fates worse than having your two daughters speak with a Western New York accent, and that Western New York winters can not only be survived, but can indeed be enjoyed. It took a special kind of institution to attract me north at a time in history when most migration is in the other direction. Most of you have some knowledge of the history of this campus, the main campus of this institution. However, most folk here have little knowledge of the Buffalo suburban campus of Houghton College and its unique roots. And what I want to do in the next few moments is to share a bit of that with you. If we could have the lights out. In the fall of 1938, a group of conservative evangelical business and professional men with a vision for Christian service began the Buffalo Bible College and Missionary Medical Institute with evening classes in a vacant nightclub at 2704 Main Street in Buffalo. In 1939, day classes were begun, and Reverend Lloyd C. Clark, Vice President of the London Bible Institute, was secured as Dean of Instruction. The first president of the school board and a faculty member in the Missionary Medical Department was Dr. Herbert M. Lyon, for whom Lyon Hall on the present campus is named. During the summer of 1944, the school changed its location and its name, becoming the Buffalo Bible Institute and moving to the former Willis K. Jackson home at 827 Delaware Avenue in Buffalo, where the Institute continued until 1958. This is another view of the Jackson Mansion. The carriage house in back was converted to a chapel and a men's dorm. This was the entrance from the carriage house into the main house. The library on the third floor. The dining room was a bit different. A quiet spot to study. Here's a picture of one of the early graduating classes along with faculty, staff, and board members. A close-up of some of those folk. The lady in the center in the second row is Mrs. Sheasley, who those who've ever been to the campus would know. The gentleman on the far right, your far right on the bottom row, is Dr. Watson, who at 86 is still teaching in the continuing education program at the campus. My favorite picture from that old mansion was of the dean's office. I can assure you that the present dean's office is not like that. Paralleling the growth of the Institute was that of the Buffalo Bible Conference, begun in the 1930s by many of the same men who were instrumental in the founding of the Institute. In the middle 1930s, this organization rented the property known as Evangelical Park, located in Ebenezer, what is presently West Seneca, and conducted a short-term Bible conference each summer. Now, this property had formerly been Lines Amusement Park, spelled L-E-I-N, apostrophe S. A brochure printed in 1903 gave the following picture of Lines Amusement Park. Lines Park occupies 26 acres of high and dry land, and it is impossible to find a collection of trees so beautifully adapted to the purposes of a park. All the buildings that have been placed in and about the park are of rustic structure, and all are carefully located so as to give the most pleasing effects. The zoo, which is a pleasing and special feature of the park, is supplied with deer, bears, elk, wolves, foxes, raccoons, porcupines, bald eagles, owls, and birds of different kinds, making an exhibit so large and varied in character as to afford hours of amusement for women and children. Visitors to Lyons Park should take the Seneca cars to the city line and there connect with the Buffalo, Gardenville, and Ebenezer line, which runs directly into the park. The fare is only 5 cents. A large concert hall is the latest addition to the park. It will hold 1,000 people and will be found of considerable interest. There are so many special features of interest at Lyons Park that we simply call attention to a few of the most important. The Log Cabin Hotel, Deer House, Bear Pit, Waterworks, group scene of several rustic buildings, the casino, a dancing hall with fine floor and accommodations for 100 sets, the Cycler's Rest, Fox and Wolf Cage, Electric Merry-Go-Round, Keeper's Log Cabin House, Depot, and Horse Sheds. It is an easy spin on a wheel to Lyons Park. Any further particulars regarding the park may be had by addressing Henry Lyons. This was the entrance to the park. The trolley came across the railroad bridge there and through that entrance, and the trolley ended right on the property of the park. The powerhouse supplied power for the trolley as well as for the amusement park. The trolleys came into this depot, also known as Noah's Ark, and this was the end of the line running out of Buffalo. Another view of Noah's Ark. This was the main entrance. In fact, if you were to come to the campus today, this entrance would have been at a point just near Lyons Hall off of Park Lane. The gentleman standing to the right there is Henry Lyons, who developed the park. The work crew that put it all together. One of the bands that entertained on Sunday afternoons. Henry Lyons is to the left in this picture. This was the caretaker's cottage along the bank of Cazenovia Creek. A close-up of that same cottage. Just one of many pavilions on the campus, or the amusement park at that time. This was the hotel and waterworks. The hotel never housed anyone, but in order to have a liquor license, you had to have a hotel. So they built this one so they could have this tavern. An inside view of the tavern. There were macho men in 1903. The bowling alley. It only had two lanes, but that's more than you have in Houghton. An outdoor restaurant. And the bear pit. Now later this property was purchased and the program was expanded, or purchased by the Buffalo Bible Conference, and the program was expanded to accommodate camps for children and for young people. Fairly rustic there. They did add a bit to it. The increasing student body at the Bible Institute made it necessary to seek larger quarters. Excessively high costs for old, inadequate buildings in the vicinity of the Delaware property militated against expansion there, with a mutual awareness that the facilities of the conference, then being used only 2 months of the year, would provide adequate expansion area and the beginnings of a new suburban campus. Late in 1956, a temporary committee from the boards of both the conference and the institute met to explore the possibility of merging the two organizations. In July 1957, the merger was consummated. Conference buildings were remodeled to provide dormitories, offices, library, classrooms, dining hall, and chapel, all in about three buildings. The first classes began at the new campus in September 1958. This is a picture of the two main buildings on the campus at that time. This is Lyons Hall, the dining hall that was also used for chapel. This is the dormitory along Cazenovia Creek. A view of the Billy Sunday Tabernacle that was used for Bible conference primarily. A view of service inside. And this apartment house had been located across the creek on the site now occupied by Southgate Plaza. In fact, this house stood about where Sears stands now. It was moved across the bridge and onto the property there. Growing financial difficulties after the move to West Seneca precipitated the merger with Houghton College in the spring of 1969. Since then, the most significant addition to the campus has been the addition of the Lambine Learning Center, named in honor of Mr. Carl Lambine, a West Seneca native whose generosity has been crucial to the development of the Buffalo suburban campus. The Buffalo Bible Institute's merger with Houghton College tied it to an old, well-established educational institution with a reputation for academic excellence, while providing for Houghton a branch campus with easy access to a metropolitan area. The 48.5-acre campus retains much of the natural beauty that the Lyons Park brochure alluded to in 1903. We have a shortage of housing. I'm not sure what happened with that one. Rimmed by commercial and residential developments, the campus is an oasis in the midst of suburbia. The campus attracts both traditional age and older students, with many commuting students taking advantage of evening classes. Students in associate degree programs or who begin college at the branch campus are encouraged to continue their studies at the main campus. Programs presently available are the Associate in Arts and the Associate in Applied Science, with concentrations in Christian education, preschool education, and human services. A grant we are receiving this year and next will allow us to link the branch campus to the campus here through a microwave communication system. This will make possible further program expansion at the Buffalo Suburban Campus. Our location in West Seneca allows us to draw chapel speakers and some part-time faculty from the surrounding metropolitan area, as well as an interesting mix of students, many of whom come to us because we are an accredited Christian college and within commuting distance. The campus also provides an excellent opportunity for students at this campus, the main campus here, to participate in semester internship programs. At present, there are internship programs in business and sociology. Interns learn to drink a lot of coffee, just like real professionals. And one or two have even been known to master the art of brushing their teeth without using their hands. The Buffalo Suburban Campus also provides opportunities for special performances by main campus students, such as the Madrigal Singers. And if you're the president, we'll even let you participate. We also have unique opportunities to serve and be served by older citizens, such as these members of the Houghton College Buffalo Suburban Campus Women's Auxiliary. The Demonstration Daycare Center, which began operation on campus in September, provides special learning opportunities for students in the preschool education program, as well as a service to the community. If you're wondering what that little guy is building, he said it was a hippopotamus. I went by the daycare center because my wife works there this morning and was properly humbled before even coming down here when one little boy saw me and called out to her, "Your father is here." Over the past 2 years, those of us at the Buffalo Suburban Campus have come to feel much more a part of Houghton College. As the branch campus continues to develop, the opportunities for interaction will increase. As we face our second century, we are on the verge of truly becoming one college, with the good fortune of having two campuses, one rural and one suburban. If we can have the lights up and a prayer together. Lord, I thank you for an opportunity to share a bit about the campus in Buffalo. Lord, we thank you for the history of both campuses, for people who have had vision, who have been willing to give of themselves to provide opportunities for education and to challenge folk to service. And Lord, as we look to the future, I pray that we will also sense your vision for us, that we will be willing to give of ourselves, and that we too will be faithful to provide a challenge through our lives and through our words, a challenge for all of us to take seriously our responsibilities to serve in a world that's so needy. Again, we thank you for your presence with us and for a time to stop in the midst of a busy day to reflect on your goodness and to seek your direction. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.